Next patient is Laura Smith, L-A-U-R-A, Laura. Laura Smith, L-A-U-R-A. Date of birth is 9/17/74. Date of visit is 2/15/23. Please make a copy for John Meredith, M.D. Meredith, M-A-R-E-D-I-T-H, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion and wheezing. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 48-year-old obese female who has a history of smoking for over 30 years. About a pack per day. Has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, and chest tightness. The patient has had recurrent bronchitis. She went to the Advent Hospital emergency room for evaluation of chest pains that started more than a month ago, and the pain was worsened taking deep breath and with activity. The the patient had a CT angiogram done in the ER, which showed no pulmonary embolism, but showed chronic emphysematous changes with subpleural cystic changes. And thickening of the airway wall and mild esophagitis and mild lymphadenopathy in the mediastinum and hilar areas, which was nonspecific. She has been using a Ventolin inhaler, two puffs as needed, and also was given a pain med. She denied fever, chills, night sweats of hemoptysis, and she had no leg or calf muscle pains, but has lower back pains. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of uterine ablation and a history for tonsillectomy. Is also known to have hypertension for more than 10 years and had asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 30 years and denies significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Mother died of heart disease. Father had COPD. One son has a history of asthma. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no glaucoma, cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she denies any, I'm sorry, she does have hay fever and asthma. Also has persistent cough and shortness of breath. The patient has abdominal pains, heartburn, no black stools. She has no chest pain or jaw pain or arm pain. She has anxiety and depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. I'm sorry, does have some skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Simvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes hyperlipidemia. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse is 95, respiration 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 258, saturation 94. HENT, head norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edema, throat was clear. Next, supplement number is the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and bilateral scattered visas with prolonged expirations, no crackles on either side. Heart seems regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no carp tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthmatic bronchitis. Number 2 is COPD. And number 3, exogenous obesity. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and CBC IgE level and alpha-1 antitrypsin phenotype. And also will be scheduled to have a polysomnographic study. And she was placed on Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Follow-up visit arranged here. In 3 weeks, weight loss and exercise were discussed. Thank you for this consultation, this is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for John Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H-M-D. Thank you.